see you.
CBS News. A leading poll taker says President Nixon's public support continues to decline. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. George Gallup says a poll his organization will release Sunday will show a continued increase in the number of Americans who think President Nixon should be impeached or otherwise removed from office. But Gallup says his organization may suspend such surveys. Gallup expresses concern about whether such surveys might influence Congress during impeachment proceedings. Chairman Peter Rodino of the House Judiciary Committee says President Nixon's latest refusal to turn over tapes to the committee is a very grave matter. The president's attorney, James St. Clair, says the subpoenas were refused to protect the office of the president. As the White House refused the latest subpoenas, new subpoenas were issued for other material in connection with the upcoming trial of the so-called White House plumbers. More news after this message.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean Sinoff.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sinoff tablets. Sinoff delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
I'm so proud of my daughter.
Oh, really?
She just became a non.
A non?
Smoker.
Oh, sure.
Quit last Tuesday.
Well, that's just great. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, me too.
Tell me, is this your daughter, the teacher?
No, my daughter, the stewardess.
Oh, of course, the flying non.
Have you noticed the nons are beginning to outnumber the smokers, and for good reason. They last longer. Kick the habit. Join the unhooked generation. This reminder from your lung association is a matter of life and breath.
Father John McLaughlin, a Jesuit priest who works as an advisor to President Nixon, says Congressman Jerome Wally of California should disqualify himself from the impeachment inquiry. Father McLaughlin says Waldy, who's a member of the House Judiciary Committee, has convicted President Nixon in his head and in his heart. The Boston Globe is reporting Father McLaughlin's religious superior, the Reverend Richard Cleary, will call McLaughlin back to Boston to pray and reflect about his life. Father Cleary told CBS News Wednesday night he has a number of questions about the work Father McLaughlin is doing for the White House.
The question I've been raising is, what specifically was he appointed to do at the White House, and does the work he's doing now, which is really speaking in his own name, not writing some speech for the president or doing research for the president, but speaking in his own name, was this what he was hired to do?
Father Cleary says McLaughlin is speaking for himself, and his interpretations of moral law are entirely his own. Father McLaughlin recently created controversy by saying he did not think President Nixon's use of profanity in White House conversations has any moral meaning. Senator Edward Kennedy says the national health insurance program he's offering is better than the administration's. The Nixon administration proposes a plan based on private insurance. Kennedy's plan would run the program through the Social Security apparatus. Kennedy explains how his program would work.
You're covered from job to job. You're covered between jobs. You're covered in retirement. You earn the coverage while you work, and it's always there protecting you. There are no waiting periods, no exclusions or exemptions, no gaps in coverage, no sudden loss of coverage when you can least afford it. None of the other defects that are so familiar in private insurance policies today and that make the present system such a nightmare for the people.
Kennedy did say there are areas of agreement between the administration and Congress on the essentials of a health care system. Kennedy says a new spirit of compromise and progress is in the air. Secretary of State Kissinger is said to be working on two major obstacles in his effort to nail down a troop disengagement agreement between Israel and Syria. One high official with Kissinger says the obstacles are Syria's resistance to thinning out its forces and the size of a UN force to serve as a buffer. Now this.
Project Hope is reaching out, bringing hope to more countries around the world this year than ever before. Newest addition to Hope's international programs is Ethiopia, where Project Hope's doctors, nurses, and other medical specialists will be working side by side with Ethiopians, teaching while they treat. Since 1960, Hope has trained more than 7,000 physicians, dentists, nurses, and other healthcare personnel, has helped establish new schools of nursing, dentistry, and physical therapy in several countries, and assisted in the development of hospitals, teaching institutions, and public health services. Hope's work has been heralded by heads of many nations, its services requested by many, many more.
Hope is training and sharing. Hope is treating and caring. Health is what Hope's all about. Help Project Hope reach out.
Help Hope reach out. Write Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
A landmark on the eastern seaboard is no more. The old Brickers Hotel went down Wednesday in Atlantic City, with workmen reducing the 12-story building to a mere shell in a few seconds with dynamite. The Brickers was built 79 years ago, attracting tourists with saltwater bass in every room. The Brickers being torn down as part of an Atlantic City redevelopment project. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for the Great Northwest, KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle. And now the weather forecast for Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, and vicinity. Considerable cloudiness with showery periods likely through Friday. Some partial clearing at times. Lows both nights in the upper 40s with highs tomorrow and Friday near 60. Winds southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. 54 degrees now in Seattle. 6 minutes past 11. KIXI CBS Mystery Theater is brought to you in part by your friendly Tradewell store.
CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the sound of suspense. Welcome to the fear you can hear. But mostly, welcome to the world of terrifying imagination. In this story, you're going to meet what some people call a shutterbug. You know what a shutterbug is. The kind of person who never goes anywhere without a camera swinging from a strap around his neck. Who is never content unless they're aiming a lens in your direction, whether you want to be photographed or not. But unfortunately, this particular bug is the kind that many people want to crush under their feet.
We all want to get rid of Kellerman. We want to kill him. And so do you.
That's a lie.
You hate his guts as much as we do, Mr. Bailey. Why don't you admit it?
Of course I hate him. But that doesn't mean I'm ready to commit murder.
Well, we're ready, Mr. Bailey. And you'd better be, too.
Our mystery drama, A Choice of Witnesses, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Henry Slessor and stars Paul Hecht. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and by the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You don't see many people putting salt in their beer nowadays. Not that there's anything wrong with salt on radishes or French fries, but man, not in the king of beers. Truth is, the only thing salt can do for Budweiser is make it salty. An unwise thing to do to the only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Unsalted Budweiser has become the most popular beer in the world. That's because in brewing Bud, the Budweiser brewmaster goes all the way for a taste, a smoothness, a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. And something else you can take without a grain of salt. The fact that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
The Marine Corps Reserves are looking for a few good men to help keep the peace. We're
looking for men who understand that nobody likes to fight, but somebody has to know how. We want men who want to see their children grow up in an age of peace. Men who will do more than wish for it. Men who will work for it. Men who don't need the draft to know there's a job to be done. Men who ask themselves what they can do for their country and do it. We're looking for a few good men to stand with the Marine Corps Reserve. No shortcuts, no compromises, no promises except one. You'll be a Marine, and you'll be ready. That's the job of a peacekeeper.
It begins on a warm day in early spring, the kind of day which tempts office workers to leave their desks and stroll through the nearest park on the noon hour. Among the strollers is an amiable young man named Gordon Bailey, who is enjoying the sunshine so much that he's taken a sandwich lunch to a park bench. He knows it's not going to be a very good sandwich. His wife, Pam, prepared it with her own loving hands. And even after 2 years of marriage, Pam seems unable to cope with even a hard-boiled egg.
Excuse me, mister. Okay if I sit down here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Plenty of room.
Thanks. Nice day, ain't it?
Yeah. It's about time we had some good weather.
That's a good idea. I mean, bringing your lunches apart.
Oh, that's my wife's idea. We're on an economy drive.
Yeah, money's tight these days. Very tight. What line of work did you say you were in?
Oh, I think I said I was in the insurance business.
No kidding. Well, now that's what I call a good business. Oh, excuse me. Hey, that ought to be a cute picture, huh? That little squirrel up there, cute as a bug, huh?
Well, you like to take pictures of squirrels?
Well, me, I like to take pictures of everything. In fact, I do this for a living.
Oh, you're a professional photographer?
Yeah, kind of. I make a buck out of it sometimes.
I suppose you sell pictures to the newspapers?
Oh, no. I never sold no pictures to the papers. I sell them to people.
Well, I guess I'll be heading back for work.
Wait just a minute, Mr. Bailey.
I don't remember telling you my name.
I guess I know your name on account of the badge.
Badge? What are you talking about?
The badge you wore at the convention at the hotel in Atlantic City.
Oh, wait a minute. You were at the insurance convention last month?
Yeah, I was there. I get a lot of good pictures at conventions. Some of my best.
I see. Or maybe I don't.
Well, you know how it is. Bunch of guys get away from home, away from the wife. They do a lot of crazy things. Would you like to see the picture?
The insurance convention? I'll tell you the truth, Mr.
My name is Kellerman.
Frankly, I just don't understand why you'd be carrying around pictures of a bunch of drunken insurance men.
Yeah, you were gassed, all right. I never seen anybody more gassed than you were, Mr. Bailey.
You don't mean you have pictures of me?
Yeah. That's what I was trying to tell you. You like to see them? They're real beauts. I don't think I ever took better, Mr. Bailey.
All right. All right, let me see them.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here they are. I'm in my pocket here. Yeah. Look at this one.
Oh, no.
She was really stacked, huh?
How did you get this?
Well, I told you with my trusty little camera.
But how?
Hey, come on. What do you think? I'm not giving away no professional secrets.
You were in that hotel room. She let you into that room, didn't she? You must have been hiding someplace.
Hey, don't do that. Don't tear that up.
What do you think I'm going to do with him?
Oh, come on, Mr. Bailey. You know I got negatives. I can print up 2,000 of them if I want.
What is this? Blackmail or something?
Nah. It's like a business deal, that's all. I figure I got some pictures that you want to buy. And I got them to sell.
How much did you pay her for the privilege of being in that room?
The question is, how much are you willing to pay? I mean, so your wife don't get a complete set.
Look, are you willing to sell me the negatives?
I didn't say that. I got a different kind of deal in mind.
You know what would happen if I told the police about this?
Well, a guy did that to me once. It was a meatpackers convention. He called the cops. They hauled me in. I said I was just a photographer working a convention, that's all. I was selling pictures of the guys there. He couldn't prove nothing against me on a county in Hawaii. It was true. I am a photographer. I do work conventions. I sell regular type pictures, too.
But they're not as profitable as these, are they?
You know, that guy became one of my steadiest customers. Only then his wife divorced him anyway. He wouldn't make no more payments.
Payments? Are you saying this is a regular thing?
How much you earn at that insurance company? I figure a young guy like you, they pay about $15,000, $18,000
a year, am I right? Listen to me, Kellerman. The woman at that convention, I didn't want to get mixed up with her. I was just so tight, I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, hey, you don't have to tell me about stuff like that, Mr. Bailey. I've been around plenty. I know how guys
no,
are.
No, you don't understand. Look, I'm only married 2 years. I love my wife very much. And the only reason I got into that stupid mess was... It was because of my boss. I didn't want to insult him. He was drunker than I was.
Oh, come on, Mr. Bailey. You don't have to explain nothing to me. I know you don't want that nice little wife of yours to see these dirty pictures. And I don't want to show them to her, believe me.
She'd never understand. Pam would never... Listen, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a flat price for the negatives, and that'll be it. Understand? I got a nice bonus recently. I'll give you $300 cash tomorrow afternoon. How does that sound?
Now listen to me, Mr. Bailey. People are real funny about this kind of business. They never believe a guy like me can, well, like be honest, you know?
Honest? That's some word.
Well, what I mean is, they always think that if they pay me a flat fee, I'll be coming back at them again. You see what I mean? Even if I did give you the negatives, you'd figure I had copies someplace that I could hit you again anytime, right?
Look, I'm willing to take your word for it.
Nah, Mr. Bailey, nah. You just spend the rest of your life worrying about me coming back, am I right? But this way, you just make one small payment to me every month, like you pay the electric bill at a rent, you know?
How much? How much do I have to pay?
I figure if about, $40 a month. Now, that's not so terrible, is it? Just $40 a month?
How do you collect the money?
Oh, in person, Mr. Bailey. I just go around all my customers once a month, and I collect in person. It's better that way, believe me.
$40.
It's $480 a year. You never miss it. And everything will just be fine between you and the missus.
You, honey?
Yeah, it's me. Hey, shut up, you mutt.
Hi, darling. Oh, be quiet, Lockjaw. It's your lord and master.
I'm sorry I'm late. I decided to do a little Christmas shopping after work. I forgot how long it takes to fight those crowds.
Oh, what a gorgeous package. Is that something for me?
Never mind.
Well, just in case it is, here's a big kiss in advance.
Mm. Hey, you smell good. Is that a new perfume?
Mm-mm. It's the same old stuff. The one I'm practically out of. Hint, hint, hint.
Oh, cut out that hinting. I've already spent more money than I should.
Oh, speaking of money, that man was here.
What man?
You know, the one that comes around every month. That Mr. Kellerman.
Kellerman? What the heck was he doing here? It's only the 19th.
Well, I don't know, Gordon, but he was here just the same, looking for you.
What did he say?
Nothing. Just that he'd be back later.
Later today?
Mm-hmm. You know... Gordon, I just can't bear that awful little man. Did you ever get a look at his eyes? And that camera he wears around his neck. Listen, is he going to be coming around every single month?
I told you, honey, he's collecting payments on the car.
Well, why can't you make the payments by mail?
Because that's the way he likes it. Maybe he moves around a lot.
Well, he gives me the creeps. Honey, I'm feeding the dog.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Oh, it's you.
Evening, Mr. Bailey.
I heard you came earlier today.
Yeah, but you aren't home yet. Hope I didn't disturb your wife too much.
Look, we'll talk in the hallway.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. What's this early visit all about?
You're going away for the holidays?
Oh, no, I never go anywhere this time of year. This is one of my busiest times of year, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine.
I get some of my best pictures around, huh? You'd be surprised. You know how it is. People get all filled up with the Christmas spirit.
All right. Get to the point. You want your payment now?
Well, I wouldn't mind, of course, but that's not the reason I came around, Mr. Bailey. You see, I want to tell you that the payments are going to go up.
What?
I really hate to do it, but it's the inflation, you know? Everything costs more. Food, clothing, film, gasoline. I'm just going to have an increase, Mr. Bailey. I'm sorry.
How much of an increase?
Well, just another $15 a month.
15? Terrific. Now it's 55. What's it going to be a couple of months from now? Shut up, Lockjaw.
Excuse me, Mr. Bailey?
Yeah. What can I do for you?
May I talk to you for a moment?
Do I know you?
No, I don't think you do. My name is Blitz. Dave Blitz.
Yeah?
Look, can we sit down and talk a minute?
Well, it's kind of chilly. Why don't we talk standing up? I'm trying to walk my dog, and so far he's been a non-performer.
Well, I want to talk to you about Ed Kellerman.
I don't know any Ed Kellerman.
I know you do, Mr. Bailey. I made it my business to find out. Now, I'm not asking what he's got on you, Mr. Bailey.
I'm sorry, you're making a mistake.
It doesn't matter. I won't ask you why Kellerman is blackmailing you. I expect you'd do as much for me. Only, would you mind telling me how much you pay him? He hits me for 60 a month.
Used to be 40. Price went up last month. 55.
You mind paying it?
Of course I mind.
So do I. I'd mind if it was 10 bucks a month. And not just because of the money. I hate that slimy man, and I'm sure you hate him as much as I do. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about putting a stop to him. A permanent stop.
You mean going to the police?
No, that's not good enough. I'm talking about killing him.
Every problem has a solution, they say. And Mr. Dave Bliss seems to have arrived at his. The obvious question here is, do two wrongs make a right? We'll find out what Mr. Gordon Bailey thinks about that dilemma when we return shortly with Act Two.
At a time when a lot of folks are thinking of smaller cars, we'd like you to do something a little unusual. Consider a Buick. Seriously. You see, there's a whole new series of smaller Buicks out there that maybe you didn't know existed. Take, for example, the mid-sized Buick Century. It's a foot shorter and about 1,000 pounds lighter than many full-size cars. Yet it offers Buick's kind of attention to detail and comfort. And that's important, particularly if you're used to big cars. And something else. There's an even smaller Buick than Century. Apollo. The first six-cylinder Buick in years. But it has a quiet way of going about its business that's very un-small car. If you're thinking of buying a new car, do something a little unusual. See a Buick dealer. He'll prove that a smaller size doesn't have to mean less comfort.
The cabin is on fire, Mabel. We've got to make a run for it.
But John! There are 700
Carthaginians
out there, and the river's
rising. I know, my dear, and this is the worst blizzard in 50 years, but never fear.
Do you have your rifle, John?
I have it, Mabel. Come, my dear. It's only 90 miles to town.
Oh, John.
Run now, Mabel.
Some folks just can't help having their blood pressure go up sometimes. But it usually goes back down again when things settle down.
We've made it, Mabel.
Oh, John, you're wonderful.
Yes, it's when the blood pressure goes up and stays there that you have hypertension or high blood pressure. Hypertension adds to the work of the heart and can set the stage for heart attack and stroke. Your doctor can diagnose hypertension, and he can treat it effectively.
Your heart association suggests that you see him regularly for a checkup.
What now, John?
I don't know. I've lost the script.
Blackmail is an interesting, if dishonorable, crime. It has the unusual facility of making the criminal feel virtuous himself. After all, he's only punishing wrongdoers by making them pay for their sins. But the profession has some serious drawbacks. For one thing, it inspires one's victims to think in drastic terms. And when there are more than one victim, and they meet, well...
Mr. Bliss, I know how you must feel about Kellerman, and you're right. He is one of the slimiest characters who ever crawled out from under a rock.
Those eyes. Ever get a look at his eyes, Mr. Bailey?
My wife can't stand the sight of him.
Well, I'm not married. It's my job he's threatening. Is it your marriage he's after? Never mind. I don't want to know any details. None of us know each other's problems.
None of us? You mean you know others beside me?
I know others.
How come?
Well, I made it my business to find others.
Oh.
One day when I got fed to the teeth with Mr. Kellerman and his payments and his wet eyes, I decided to find out more about our friend. So when he left one day, I followed him. Followed him on his rounds.
And that's how you found me.
Yeah, that's right. You're in the root book, Mr. Bailey, just like all the rest of us.
How many are there?
Now, there's no way of telling for sure. All I managed to find was a dozen, an even dozen.
Man really gets around.
He keeps raising his price. Do you know that? He's only had me in his bag for about 6 months.
This is my fifth.
But others I've spoken to, they say he raises the ante every few months. Three of the people I've talked to are paying well over 100.
Mr. Kellerman does very well, that's obvious.
Yeah, too well.
You know something? It's funny, but... Well, it's kind of a relief to know that I'm not alone.
Yes, that's what I felt at first. Misery loves company. But the satisfaction doesn't last, Mr. Bailey. You still live every day of your life with that sword over your head.
I know, but it's still not a reason for using words like killing.
Don't you know that's the only possible way to deal with a blackmailer?
I wouldn't know. Kellerman's my first.
Well, think about it. No, you must have thought about it already. You wouldn't be human if you hadn't thought about it.
It crossed my mind. Not that I should kill Kellerman, just the wish that he were dead.
That someone else would kill him.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't shed too many tears.
You just didn't want to dirty your own hands, right?
I didn't want to take care of one problem and have another one even worse. And don't tell me that doesn't make sense.
The only thing that makes sense is making Kellerman a corpse.
I'm sorry. I'm just not interested in anything like that.
The others weren't either. Not at first. But now. Now they all are.
All? Look, what are you talking about?
We all want to get rid of Kellerman. We want to kill him. And so do you.
That's a lie.
You hate his guts as much as we do, Mr. Bailey. Why don't you admit it?
Of course I hate him, but that doesn't mean I'm... It doesn't mean I'm ready to commit murder.
Well, we're ready, Mr. Bailey. And you better be, too.
Ready for what?
To commit murder. If you don't mind my saying it, perfect murder.
Perfect?
Foolproof.
I'm sorry. Look, that's a stupid dream, and you know it.
You won't say that after you've heard the idea.
Everybody who sets out to commit a crime thinks it's foolproof. They wouldn't commit it otherwise.
Right now, all I want to know is if you'll cooperate.
That's easy. No.
Why not?
Because murder is worse than blackmail, that's why.
Well, this isn't murder. We're going to erase a human mistake.
Forget it. Look, I'll make believe I never heard you say it. Come on. Come on, Lockjaw. Come on, girl. Let's get our business over with.
There wasn't one person on the list I didn't have to convince. But when I told them that there was no chance of any of us being caught, that's when they dropped their objections.
All right. What foolproof scheme for murder do you have?
It's foolproof because it won't be murder. It'll be an accident. If anyone gets into trouble, it'll be me. Just me. I'm going to kill Kellerman with my car when he's making the rounds one night. I have the time and place all figured out just before midnight on Carroll Street.
An accident.
Right. So now you know the favor I'm doing you. I'm taking the risk all by myself.
You think the police are that stupid? Murderers get caught even when they frame accidents.
Oh, this is different.
Why?
Because of the witnesses.
What?
I'm going to have witnesses. A lot of them. All disinterested parties. Nothing to connect them with each other. And they'll all tell exactly the same story. What they saw, how it was all Kellerman's fault, getting hit by my car.
All right. Stop. Don't tell me any more. You've already told me too much.
No, you've got to hear the rest of it. You're a part of this, like everyone else. Don't you see the beauty of it? Safety in numbers?
If you ask me, you'll all get caught.
No. Don't you understand? When a group of citizens all testify exactly the same way, I mean reliable citizens from every walk of life, you ought to meet some of Kellerman's victims. One is a college professor, two are doctors, there are four housewives, a bartender who owns his own joint, one working stiff, one person in city government. You might as well know, that's me.
Bliss. Wait a minute, I've seen your name. Something about the transportation authority?
One of them is in the insurance business. They're all with me, Mr. Bailey. Every one of them has agreed.
So many witnesses to one accident?
Well, we won't need everyone. Some of them won't be asked any questions by the police, but they'll all be there just the same. We'd like you there, too.
You're nuts. Do you know that? You and the rest of... I won't have any part of this.
Don't you see? It can't miss.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to have any part in killing a man.
How come, Mr. Bailey? Have you got religious scruples or something?
Maybe.
You've got scruples, but you did something rotten enough to make you a blackmailer's victim.
I didn't commit murder. Look, you got a good idea about getting everyone together. Maybe if we all went to the police.
Oh, no way. Whatever it is you don't want known about yourself, my friend, it'll come out the minute Kellerman gets arrested. Now, my way is better.
I can't buy it. Look, I'm sorry. My dog is getting tired, and so am I. Come on, Lacho.
Now, wait a minute now.
You want my advice, Bliss? Don't go through with this. Find some other way. There has to be one. Goodbye.
Bailey.
Yeah?
What if we do it?
You'll be sorry, that's what.
Sorry? Why? Because you'll tell the police the truth?
I didn't say that. Goodbye, Mr. Bliss. Hello.
Evening, Mr. Bailey. How are you?
I'm all right, Bliss. What do you want?
You going to be busy tomorrow night?
What do you mean, busy?
Well, some of the gang are getting together tomorrow night. At the corner of Carroll Street and 9th Avenue, about 9:30. How about coming down? You might see something interesting.
Look, you can't go through with this.
We're all in it together, remember? You might not have to do a thing. Just stand there and see it happen. That ought to be satisfying all by itself.
I won't be there.
Well, we'd sure like to have you, Bailey.
You won't get away with this. Nobody ever does.
Oh, shut up, Lockjaw. What's the matter with you tonight? Gordon?
Yeah?
Do you think Lockjaw's all right? She keeps staring at the door and growling.
I don't know. Must hear the neighbors or something.
Maybe she's waiting to bark at that man, the collector, you know?
Kellerman?
Uh-huh. Isn't he coming tonight? He usually comes on the last Sunday of the month, doesn't he?
Yeah, usually.
Well, I doubt if he'll be here tonight. It's almost 11 now.
Oh. I didn't realize it was that late.
You haven't done much this evening. Don't you feel all right?
Yeah, sure. I'm all right.
Well, you just seem to be... Well, waiting. Was it for that man? Because if it was, well, I'm sure he's not coming, honey. I think we ought to go to bed, listen to the news or something.
Oh, the news. Yeah, I guess it's on right now, isn't it?
Just about. You want me to turn it on here?
Yeah, sure, would you?
Okay.
The conference, now postponed until February, will include top officials from both nations. On the local front. A man who has been identified as Edward Kellerman of 1811 Sudworth Avenue.
Gordon, do you suppose he's the same
man? Automobile tonight on the corner of Carroll Street and 9th Avenue. The driver of the car, city administration official David Bliss, was released after questioning. Five witnesses on the scene of the accident testified that Kellerman had stepped into the automobile's path
as it rounded the corner.
In sports, the Golden Warriors
found
their home.
Gordon, do you suppose it's that man, the collector? You think that's the reason he didn't come around tonight?
It would be a good enough reason, wouldn't it? If he was dead, lying in the middle of the street, dead.
You look so strange. Gordon, did you like that man?
If you want to know the truth, Pam, I hated him.
You did? Why?
Just on general principles.
I really don't understand you sometimes, Gordon.
Hand me the phone book, huh?
Okay.
Thanks.
Here. Right. You gonna call somebody?
Honey, why don't you go to bed? I'll be in a few minutes.
Yeah, but who are you calling?
Just someone I know. Someone who knew Kellerman.
Oh, I see. To find out if they know about what happened to him, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, honey. I'll go in then. I'm feeling a little tired.
Yeah, so am I. I'll be right.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Hello?
David Bliss?
Yes, who's this?
Gordon Bailey.
What do you want?
I heard the news tonight about Kellerman.
Well, you don't have to thank me. I did it for myself.
And you did go through with it, eh?
You can relax now, friend. You've just saved yourself $55 a month, maybe a lot more. Your remittance man won't be coming around again. You ought to go out and celebrate.
I know what I ought to do.
What's that?
So long, Bliss. I just wanted to make sure.
Hey, Bailey.
Obviously, there's one thing you can say for David Bliss. He's a man of his word. And because Mr. Bliss kept his word, two indifferent interns are now lifting the mortal remains of Mr. Edward Kellerman and depositing them in the efficient cold filing cabinet of the city morgue, awaiting for someone to claim the body. But who cares about a dead blackmailer? Possibly Mr. Gordon Bailey. We'll find out shortly when I return with Act 3.
And now, another story of the ball and chain as Kellogg's Special K presents The Library.
Welcome to the public library. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like to check out... I'd like to check out Famous Laundromats of the World by Audrey Schnorbart.
Sir, excuse me, but isn't that ball and chain you're wearing just like the ones they use in the Kellogg Special K commercials?
This ball and chain?
Yes, that one. How are you going to get rid of it?
Well, you know, lots of good exercises, and by eating smart at every meal, starting with the Special K breakfast.
Don't you have to watch your calories?
Yes, and the Special K breakfast is less than 240 calories.
Less than 240 calories?
Right. A 1-ounce bowl of high-protein Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, and coffee. It's really tasty, and it's going to help me get rid of this ball and chain. I'd say it's long overdue, get it?
Your happy ending could begin with the Special K breakfast from Kellogg's.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? The Better Business Bureau knows.
Wednesday, 10 o'clock. I'm back at the office working on the case when my secretary brings me the mail. Thanks, kid. The usual stuff. Then I see it. It's addressed to me, resident. Inside, a fake rabbit's foot. A pitch, a $2 donation, or send back the rabbit's foot. My problem, what to do about it.
I'll help you with good advice from the Better Business Bureau.
Oh, yeah? Spill it.
If you receive unordered merchandise in the mail, you are under no obligation to return it or pay for it.
Thanks, pal. You're okay.
Just another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Has David Bliss and company managed to commit the perfect crime? So it seems, since the death certificate for Edward Kellerman simply states the cause of death as accidental. At least a dozen people know otherwise, but they remain silent, feeling not grief, but relief. The only one who finds it difficult to maintain that silence is the one victim of Ed Kellerman who was not on the corner of Carroll Street and 9th Avenue that fateful night.
Honey, do you know it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, is it? Really?
You know, I honestly think you are coming down with something. A virus, maybe.
Pam, will you please stop fussing? You're beginning to sound like my mother.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to do that. I'm just trying to get you to go to sleep. You've got a job to go to tomorrow.
You know, it's funny about my mother. When I was growing up, she made me feel that there was something, I don't know, something so profound about religion.
Well, if you ask me, she just likes the bingo games.
My father was that way, too. But neither one of them really seemed to live their religion. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, they talked about loving their neighbors and so forth, but they didn't love them at all. They were always saying the nastiest things about them.
Well, that's how people are.
When I was in my teens, I used to call them hypocrites. Now, I just wonder if I'm any different than they were. I really don't think I am.
Different how?
Well, about things like the Ten Commandments, for instance. I wonder if there's one I haven't broken.
I hope you haven't coveted your neighbor's wife. That's about the only one I can remember.
I remember them all.
You do?
Yeah, I won a prize in Bible class when I was only 8 for reciting all of them.
Thou shalt not this, thou shalt not that.
There are only 8 shalt nots. Thou shalt have no other gods beside me. Thou shalt not worship any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou shalt not kill. Yeah, sure. I'll have that file completed in time for the meeting. Righto, Phil. Bye. Oh, Sylvia, did you reach that number yet? No. Okay, well, buzz me if you do. All right, now, let's see about that actuarial table. Hello.
All right, Bailey. What is it now?
Hello, Mr. Bliss. I've been having a lot of trouble reaching you this morning.
Well, I haven't been at my desk.
I was wondering if you might be free for lunch.
Sorry.
I'd really like a chance to talk to you.
About what?
About some mutual friends of ours.
If we're talking about the same thing, Bailey, they're not mutual friends. They're all strangers, complete strangers, just like you and me.
Well, that's something I'd like to rectify. Would you have lunch with me, all right?
All right. Where?
I suppose we meet somewhere halfway. I know you're in the City Hall area. I'm on Wall Street. About Mercury's, do you know it?
I'll see you there at 12:30.
That's fine.
All right, Bailey, let's have it. You don't want a social lunch. You have something on your mind.
You're right. Something I can't get off my mind.
About our old friend Kellerman, I suppose.
You remember what you said about him? How he was a sword hanging over your head?
So?
He's still that for me, Mr. Bliss. He is exactly that.
Kellerman is dead. He won't be ringing your doorbell anymore. How come you're not grateful for that?
If Kellerman had really been hit by a car, if he had a heart attack or something, yes, I admit I would be glad about it. I would have gone out and celebrated. I would have slept very well at night. But the way things are, I'm not sleeping at all.
Try pills.
I'm just sorry you ever came up to me in that park. If I didn't know it was going to happen, the way it happened, it never would have bothered me. But I do know. And it bothers me too much.
So?
The thing is, I don't know if I can live with it.
You want to be more specific?
I don't know if I can spend the rest of my life with this thing on my conscience.
Your conscience? Look, you had nothing to do with Kellerman's death.
I don't know what you think Kellerman had on me, Bliss, but it wasn't anything illegal.
Just immoral, right?
It was something stupid I did.
Well, there was nothing stupid about what we did.
Wasn't it? Are you really so sure you've committed the perfect murder?
Shut up! Don't you ever use that word in front of me.
You're still afraid, aren't you? Afraid of being found out.
It can't happen. Not as long as we all stick together.
Safety in numbers, right?
When the police came, they only questioned four of them. Every single one told the same story. There was no reason to doubt their word. Why should there be?
Because there was no connection between them.
Right. They were all strangers.
Nothing to tie them to each other. Except Kellerman. What about the records he might have kept? His little black notebook, for instance.
We thought of that, too. First thing we did when we went to his body was lift that book right out of his pocket.
What about the apartment? What about all the stuff he had there?
The second thing we lifted was the key to his apartment. One of our guys, a Joe, the bartender, went straight there. He cleaned out every scrap of paper in the place, every single one of his rotten photographs.
You were very thorough, weren't you?
Yeah, we were thorough, Bailey. And you ought to be grateful, not worried.
I am worrying. I'm worrying about whether or not I should...
Go on. Whether or not you should what? Bailey, are you thinking about going to the police?
It occurred to me.
You mean you'd turn me in?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Did it ever occur to you to turn Kellerman in?
Yes, often.
But did you?
No.
Why not? Wasn't he committing a crime? Wasn't he disturbing your precious sleep, too?
Yes, yes, he was.
But you didn't turn him in because you were afraid for yourself. Isn't that the truth?
I suppose so.
So all this morality of yours, this conscience you talk about, you didn't discover you had any until Kellerman was gone, until he was no longer a threat to you. Isn't that true?
I still say blackmail isn't murder.
Bailey, I've got news for you. I wasn't going to tell you this unless it was absolutely necessary.
Tell me what?
Kellerman may be gone, but his photographs are still around.
What?
You heard me. We have all of Kellerman's negatives, all the dirty pictures he ever took. Most of them have been returned to his victims. Everyone who cooperated with us.
I see.
That means we have your pictures, too, my friend. You understand?
And if I don't cooperate, I get a new blackmailer. Is that it? No,
that isn't the way it is at all. Kellerman bled you, Bailey. Every month he came whistling up to your front door asking for money. More and more money all the time. But that's over now. Done and finished.
So what you're saying is, if I go to the police, the photographs go where I don't want them to go.
I'm sorry to use Kellerman's own tactics, but you're forcing my hand. Bailey, please use your head. You've got nothing to gain and everything to lose. Somebody's done you a favor. The only way to show your gratitude is to forget it. What do you say?
Well, I'll think about it. That's all I can tell you.
Want any more coffee, honey?
No, thanks.
You look so tense, Gordon.
Yeah, I guess I have been acting pretty jumpy tonight.
Well, you've hardly said two words to me since you came home.
The thing is, I've been thinking a lot, Pam.
About what?
About whether I had the nerve to tell you something. Something that happened about, 7 months ago.
What do you mean?
Pam, you remember that insurance convention I went to back in July in Atlantic City?
Of course I remember. I couldn't go with you because of Mother being in the hospital.
I wish you had been with me. Then nothing would have happened.
What did happen? Did you get into some kind of trouble?
Yeah, I got myself into trouble by being stupid, by drinking too much and letting Hal Emmons drink too much.
Emmons? You mean your supervisor?
I was still new on the job. You remember, Pam, I wanted to make good.
Yeah?
I was afraid of Emmons taking a dislike to me, afraid of crossing him. We both got drunk that second night. Emmons insisted that we pick up these girls at the bar.
Gordon!
Honey, I swear, I didn't want anything to do with it. I wasn't the least bit interested, but, you know, Emmons is the kind of guy who uses conventions to swing a little, you know. I told him I was crazy about my wife, that home cooking was good enough for me, but he just pressured me, Pam. Oh, Pam, can I make you understand?
Well, go on. What happened?
We brought the girls upstairs.
Oops.
They had adjoining rooms. They were professionals, you see.
Gordon, why do you have to tell me about this?
Please don't cry.
I wouldn't have known if you hadn't told me.
It's on my conscience, Pam.
Your gut?
Oh, sure, I could have kept my mouth shut, but I guess I needed to tell you. I guess I wanted you to know so that you could forgive me.
Gordon.
I've been tortured about it for months, honey. You have no idea what torture it's been for me.
But this is the dumbest thing of all. Don't you think I would have forgiven you a long time ago?
Oh,
Pam. Oh, please. Hold me, Gordon. Please.
It'll never happen again, honey. I swear.
Oh,
dear.
Darn it.
Yeah,
I was just getting cozy.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello.
Mr. Bailey, Dave Bliss here.
What do you want?
I have something for you, a present.
What is it?
About half a dozen photographs and the original negatives. I decided they really belong to you. And that if you knew you were really out of danger, you'd sleep a great deal better. Do you want them?
All right. Put them in my mail, to my office.
And have some secretary open them by mistake? No, I don't think you'd care for that.
You could mark it personal.
Supposing I hand them over in person tonight?
Whereabouts?
Well, right now I'm in a bar called Adam and Eve's on 12th and Walnut. I'll be here for another hour if you can make it. Otherwise, well, it'll have to be some other time, that's all.
Oh, well. All right, I'll be there in half an hour.
Gordon, you're not going out.
Just for a little while, honey. I got some client business. Besides, I can use a little fresh air.
You're not still feeling bad, are you?
No, I feel just fine. I never felt better.
Maybe I'm crazy to do this, Bailey. Maybe I'm putting my neck into a noose, giving you back these photographs.
And why are you doing it?
Because of what you said to me. You said I was just becoming another blackmailer, another Kellerman. And I guess you were right. If I held on to these, I'd have become the very thing I despised.
Well, I give you credit for honesty, Bliss.
I hope that having these will change your mind about going to the police. I hope you'll realize that I did the right thing, that we all did the right thing.
I can't answer that.
Then you're still thinking about it?
You want to know something? I told my wife tonight about these.
What?
I told her all about the girl in Atlantic City. She knows exactly what happened. Oh, that doesn't mean to say she wouldn't be horrified to see it in black and white. That's why I'm glad to have these pictures. What else can I say but thanks?
You could say that you won't go to the police, ever.
Sorry. I can't make any promises.
Yeah. I was afraid you felt that way. Well, let's have another drink, okay?
No, not for me.
Just one more. Hey, Joey.
Coming.
Really, I have to be going. My wife's waiting at home for me.
What'll it be, Mr. Bliss?
It's trouble, Joey. All the trouble we can handle.
Yeah. I figured it had to be.
Hey, what is this?
Sit right there, mister.
Put that gun away. Oh, my God, Bliss, what are you doing?
Go on, Joey.
All right, let's get the story straight now. What happened here, Joey? Look, Sergeant, you know me. You know I don't like trouble in my joint.
Well, what did the guy do? Try to hold you up?
That's right. He come in, he sat down at the bar, he pulled out a .45 and stuck it in my gut.
Well, that's a strange one, all right. I mean, the guy was some kind of insurance executive. Is that so right on his business?
Well, he must have gone off his nuts, Sarge. Look, you can ask anybody, all of my customers. This gentleman right here was at the bar.
Yes, officer. My name is David Bliss. I'm with the city, officer, and the bartender's right. The guy just sat down and pulled out the gun.
Yeah, that's true. And when the bartender tried to grab it away from him, it went off.
What's your name, lady?
Mrs. Edith Chester.
It was a pure case of self-defense, Sergeant.
I'm just glad nobody else got hurt, you know.
Yeah, you were lucky, Joey. You're all lucky. Okay, I'll need some statements now from some of you other witnesses.
And so, for poor Gordon Bailey, there was no safety in numbers, only extinction. We admit that this is a grim demonstration of the old saying that in union there is strength. But we sincerely trust that justice finally prevailed. I'll be back shortly.
Hi, I'm Goldilocks, Ms. Goldilocks, if you please, and I'm a professional taste tester. Here at my taste test laboratory, that's TTL for short, I taste test everything from porridge to diet drinks. Actually, there's not that much taste testing in porridge these days. There used to be once upon a time. I mean, that's how this Ms. got into the biz. But lately, it's been diet drinks. I mean, with so many diet drinks going sugar-free, I've been really busy conducting taste tests. A rather unbearable assignment, to be sure. But then I discovered sugar-free diet 7-Up. Fresh, natural, delicious. My only problem is that sugar-free diet 7-Up tastes so good that it broke my Goldilocks diet drink taste-o-meter. Well, sugar-free diet 7-Up certainly has my seal of approval. This one's just right.
When you shop at your friendly Tradewell store, there's never any mystery about the values you receive. Tradewell offers the best food, the best selection, the best service, and at the best possible price. So don't be mystified about shopping for food. Shop at your friendly Tradewell store and stretch your food dollar without sacrificing quality. Here are some outstanding Memorial holiday values at your friendly Tradewell. High-grade reliable or Bar-S Roundup boneless hams, fully cooked, water-added, 5 to 11 pounds, whole or half, 98 cents a pound. Fresh Washington-grown cut-up fryers, 58 cents a pound. Freshie Pop, 12-ounce tins, assorted flavors, 10 for 89 cents. Nally's Potato Chips, regular, waves, or barbecue, 9-ounce box, 48 cents. Shop Tradewell for quality with economy. Tradewell, headquarters for USDA Prime Beef. Have a happy and safe holiday weekend from your friendly Tradewell.
If there's a moral to this story, it might be that eyewitnesses can't always be trusted, even when they're being honest. Of course, we don't worry about your eyes on this program. We're interested in your ears, and we have good news for you. Many thousands of ears are now listening to these exercises in imagination. We hope you'll continue to be an ear witness. Our cast included Paul Hecht, E.V. Chester, Ralph Bell, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by new sugar-free diet 7-Up, Contac, the 12-hour allergy capsule, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Listen to Mr. Mystery Theater again tomorrow night. Same time, same station. And now stay tuned for the news next. Midnight.
CBS News, the Hearst newspaper in San Francisco, makes an appeal to Patricia Hearst and to William and Emily Harris. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. New felony charges filed Wednesday against Patricia Hearst mean the young newspaper heiress could face life in prison. There's a new appeal for Ms. Hearst and two Symbionese Liberation Army members thought to be with her to surrender. Ken Ackerman of station KCBS reports from San Francisco.
The San Francisco Examiner, in a front-page editorial, urges William and Emily Harris and Patricia Hearst to surrender under a promise of protection from another shootout. The message is addressed to Bill, Emily, and Patty and urges them to stop running and think. Death may be only a breath away. Executive editor of the Hearst-owned newspaper, Thomas Eastham, was asked why the appeal to surrender in this manner.
We feel that at this point they must feel like hunted animals with no place to hide and danger all around them, and we want them to know that there are people who stand ready to help them in any way possible and to keep them from harm.
Randolph Hearst is editor and president of the Examiner. In a message that says, as long as you run, you hasten disaster, the San Francisco Examiner urges Patricia to phone her home or the newspaper office. This is Ken Ackerman for CBS News, San Francisco.
I'll have more news after this message.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean Sinoff.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sinoff tablets. Sinoff delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Andrew Duncan here in Greece for your American Cancer Society, which presents Alan Arkin as the father of medicine, Hippocrates. You discovered different sicknesses had symptoms.
I discovered the first symptom.
Which was?
Yelling and screaming.
And what did that mean?
That means you drop a discus on your foot.
What was that a symptom of?
That means you had athlete's foot.
Oh, of course. How stupid of me. Your American Cancer Society says cancer has early warning signals. Learn those symptoms and get regular checkups. Early detection is your best defense against cancer.
You said it, Charlie.
We want to wipe out cancer in your lifetime. Give to your American Cancer Society.
President Nixon Wednesday refused more subpoenas from the House Judiciary Committee for White House material. One White House staffer says the president refused to turn over the tapes and will stand against what is termed an endless series of demands that would fatally weaken the office. Commenting on the White House rejection of the subpoenas, Chairman Peter Rodino said this.
The Committee on the Judiciary considers this response by the president to be a very grave matter. The president, in my judgment, has refused to comply with our subpoenas. The committee believed that the materials requested were relevant to its inquiry.
Mark Rodino says he is not prepared to recommend any action concerning the White House refusal to turn over the subpoenaed material. Secretary of State Kissinger just got back to Jerusalem Wednesday night from Damascus, and after a morning meeting with Israeli officials, Kissinger shuttles back to the Syrian capital again. Kissinger is trying to work out the final stumbling blocks to a troop pullback agreement. One American source says the two big issues are thinning out Syrian troop strength and the size of a UN buffer force. Britain Wednesday night airlifted 500 troops to Northern Ireland amid reports the British Army is about to try to break a protest by militant Protestants. Army sources say these troops and several thousand others are waiting for orders to move to smash barricades set up by the Protestants as part of a general strike. The action is seriously affecting the movement of food and fuel supplies in Northern Ireland. Most gas stations in Ulster are shut down and fresh food has been left rotting on the docks. President Nixon has issued a statement critical of the Senate version of the education bill and indicates he may veto the measure. The president objects to the busing provision in the bill. Mr. Nixon reiterated his opposition to forced busing for the purpose of achieving racial balance in the public schools. Now this.
Your plans to paint the house this year don't have to be put off because of the high price of paint. This week, you can get TruTest paint at its lowest price of the year. It's National TruTest Paint Week at True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall here with the details. TruTest Supreme Latex House Paint is just $6.97 a gallon. It protects and wears like fine quality oil-based paint, yet it's latex, so it goes on easily, spreads smoothly. It dries in 30 minutes, and your painting tools clean up in soap and water. True Value Hardware Stores have TruTest Supreme Latex House Paint in 24 Earth Tone Jamestown colors and white, for just $6.97 a gallon. You can get TruTest Standard Redwood Stain, too, for fences and furniture. It seals and colors in just one coat. Get 2 gallons of TruTest Redwood Stain for just $5 during National TruTest Paint Week, exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores. He's in the Yellow Pages.
We have a new twist on the age-old question, does the dog wag the tail or vice versa? In Los Angeles, newsmen have been swarming the FBI headquarters to try to get information on the Hearst kidnapping. But there's a sign posted on the FBI duty officer's desk there. It reads, "Remember, monitor the all-news radio stations." Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for the Great Northwest, KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle. And now the weather outlook for Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, vicinity. Considerable cloudiness with showery periods likely through Friday. Some partial clearing at times, with lows both nights in the upper 40s, highs tomorrow and Friday near 60, and winds southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Presently, the temperature is 53 degrees.